I spent 2 years there, so obviously I got some memories with the organization, you know, in that stadium. But I'm not really focused on that right now. So.
Well, the fans are. So I mean, they want you to focus. Was there a pick? Was there a play that you remember? Like, hey, I did this at FedEx
in that stadium.
Yeah.
I made a couple of plays in that stadium. I guess my last interception. Yeah, I remember that. You know, so yeah.
Darren Conley had a pretty nice debut. What have you seen from him in terms of since he got here and the progression that he's been able to make? I know it's been tough with injuries, but
right.
What kind of demeanor are you seeing from the kid? And obviously, he's got a lot of talent.
He can just fire out play. I think, you know, you've seen a glimpse of that on Sunday. You know, like I said, he had a good game, you know, made plays and the ball came his way, sticky coverage all day. And like I said, everybody, you know, since he got here, since I seen him on the field, you know, I think it was pretty obvious you see he got ability and could play. I think he's just showcasing that for sure.
What's the biggest challenge for a rookie corner? Because obviously, you know, natural ability is going to come out now. They're going to start to get a book on him a little bit. What's the next step for him? What's that next thing he's got to get over?
Adjusting to the game mentally, you know, not only understanding, you know, what's going on your side of the ball, but kind of understanding, you know, what other teams see, you know, and how they're going to try to attack you, you know, how they're going to try to attack certain coverages, and you know, and if you're a liability in that coverage, not because of your ability, just because right. off a scheme, you know. So and I just think the more and more you kind of understand that, you know, and the more and more he's going to get better. So
he's gotten a good reputation around here for studying late and doing things like that. Obviously, that's got to be a good thing for him, right?
Right, definitely. I think that's a key attribute for a corner, yeah. You know, a DB period, especially as a rookie. So the more and more he does that, you know, the better off you're going to be.
What do you see from Pryor as a receiver? He's kind of amazed by a guy who comes in as a quarterback first and be able to make that transition.
I was just telling him earlier, he's just a natural athlete, you know, so I don't think it was a hard of a transition for him, you know, once he really got used to, you know, catching the ball and getting familiar with that. But, you know, other than that, he's just a natural athlete, and I think you can see it as he plays. So.
How does preparing for Kirk Cousins differ from quarterbacks you've seen so far in this?
Kirk Cousins he's a very, very smart quarterback, you know. Obviously, he's a guy that can make all the throws. You know, I think that, you know, the biggest thing, you know, when playing against a guy like Kirk Cousins is making him uncomfortable, you know, getting pressure on him, making sure he's not back there just, you know, patting the ball, you know, reading coverages, you know, because, like I said, he's pretty smart. And he'll kind of figure out, you know, what guy's in. I know he studies hard, you know, so it won't really be that hard for him kind of to, you know, to read what's going on. So really just make him uncomfortable, man, and like sticky coverage, you know, try to make plays and the ball come your way.